Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
Today's program has been brought to you by TechServe, New York's original and still the best Apple computer, iPod, and iPhone store and repair shop. For more information, visit TechServe.com.
Hi, this is Joe Campanelli, the host of In the Drink. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Talk about food. Talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes. So safe.
Welcome to Snacky Tunes.
Welcome to Snacky Tunes.
I'm one half your host, Greg Bresnitz.
I'm your other half, Darren Bresnitz. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, that was Yellerkin Live today. We got a very special all-band episode. A little bit of, which we like to do from time to time. Let's just sneak in an extra live song. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Oh, you're welcome. It's awesome to be here.
Yeah?
Beautiful day.
Really nice day.
Gorgeous day. Great day.
A little cool. I think we're going to sneak past the afternoon heat in here. And it'll be like perfect for like sunset beers when we get out of here.
Is there more beer?
There's more beer. Yeah, that's what we're waiting for. Like the perfect time to start drinking is going to be right as we finish.
Yeah, right. Which is how we planned this show for this. Are you sure you haven't been drinking?
I haven't, but I would love to start.
So why don't you guys go around the room and announce yourselves? Tell us a little bit. Announce. I have arrived.
At
Snacky Tunes.
I am here at Snacky Tunes.
Like it's like a 17th century court. Like
I feel like if we had our sound effects box, we could do trumpets.
Well, now I feel like I need someone else to announce me. Like,
yes.
I need like a personal announcer. Like,
we welcome the Lords of Yellerkin.
Hi. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for having us.
Yeah.
This is awesome. I am Adrian, and this is...
I'm Luca.
This Gabe.
Is Gabe over here on the drums.
Hey, Gabe. Who is... We stopped his MacGyver sock shaker action a little bit too early. We apologize. But now it's a
shoe shaker.
Shoe shaker.
Is that your other shoe?
It's my other shoe.
Oh. So, what's the... let's get to the history of Yellerkin.
Okay. Me and Luca have known each other since the first grade.
No way.
Yeah.
Did you like the cut of his jib on the playground?
We went to our first concert ever together in the first grade. It was a Spice Girls concert.
Come on.
At Jones Beach.
Oh my God. Wow.
So our musical relationship.
Which record?
Oh man, it was the Spice World Tour, I think.
Oh, okay. So it was later on.
When the movie came out.
Oh, later on.
Right, yeah.
So did you guys spice up your life?
Dude, my life is so spiced. I was writing about this recently, actually, and I think it might have been my first sexual experience at that concert.
Fair enough.
I'm sorry, get into it.
Not between us, but just...
No, oh yeah, not like... It was between me and the Spice Girls, not between me and Luca.
They felt that they looked down and saw a six-year-old boy, and they're like, yeah. Come backstage. Yeah,
exactly. But yeah, I mean, like, these women were like...
Really
one,
hot.
They were like dancing around, they were beautiful, they were like wailing, and they were like, you know, like half naked. And I was like, this is it.
This is it. Yeah, I'm gonna go sit in my room till I turn 90 because it will never get better than this.
Exactly. But
however, if a 90-year-old man emerged singing all of the Spice Girls songs, like
knowing them by heart,
you'd be like, eh. he'd get a good 15 minutes.
How did you wind up at the Spice Girls concert?
Was it Harrison Jones's plan? Got it. Yeah, we were with a friend, and I think it was his birthday.
Yeah.
And so we got roped into it, but in no universe will I regret it.
No, I mean, why would you?
Why would you?
And so then how did you two remain friends?
Did you guys start a Spice Girls cover band right then and there?
Kind of.
A little bit, actually. With just like snippets of Zeppelin thrown in there. But we grew up together in the woods.
Where'd you grow up?
In Westchester.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, up in this town called Katona. And, We played in all kinds of silly bands together. We were both drummers originally. And
did you do the two drummer band thing?
We didn't.
We did have a drum battle once, though.
We did have a drum battle. We've switched off, like, instruments forever on all things we do. But, so we were in all these bands called, like, we were in Chicken Fist.
Of course.
And then we were in Knights.
Wait. One of our friends we saw today, his name is Sean, he's the drummer of Piss Jeans, starting a side project called Rat Fist. Nice. So I guess Fist is now trending.
It's coming back.
Fist is the new wolf.
There we go. Hello, beer.
Fist is the new wolf.
Fist is the new wolf.
Okay.
It's the new, like, have you guys noticed this thing about plural nouns? Every band is just a plural noun now.
Like pizzas?
Like Shields.
Like beers?
Like beers. Yeah, churches. Beers would be a great band.
Beers is a great band.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Terrible Googleability, though.
Yeah.
Definitely. But think about all the band, like churches. Like
Chiverches.
Yeah, like all that shit. It's all just weird plural nouns.
I funny how that stuff kind of
I would be in a band called Pizzas and Beers.
Pizzas and Beers?
Why
not?
Not
bad. Doom metal only.
Those are specifically good plural nouns.
The underground
Underground Pizza.
They played here.
Oh, cool.
They played here in
Pizza
December.
Underground.
Pizza Underground.
Pizza Underground.
They played here.
Really?
Yeah. Go back, check the
Jack
podcast.
Jack set that up. Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Jack, for the beer.
Yeah. So you guys, chicken fist.
Chicken fist.
And chicken
knights,
fists.
There's Knights of the Lunch Table.
Ooh. Well, these are total middle school, high school.
Oh, yeah.
Was that K-N
Knights?
Yeah, that was K-N-I-G-H-T. Oh, my God. Then there is The Name Crisis.
Okay. Wait, was that the actual name of the...
That was the name of the band.
That is a good band name.
The Name Crisis.
Was it metal? Was it hardcore?
Yeah, it was like some Chili Pepper ripoff, Zeppelin ripoff.
Oh, Chill Peps?
Yeah.
Chill Peps.
The Chilis.
Yeah. If you want to take that one for yourself, then I can just...
Okay.
But,
we're just getting beer sorted. They're playing live, right?
Yeah.
Beers just showed up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we played in all these weird bands.
Oh, wait,
together.
Did you guys just... Let me... I'm sorry, and I know I keep interrupting, but...
It's okay, dude.
Did you... Were you taking like music classes in like elementary school, or just like we're gonna start a band?
I think
we had a pretty like musical.
Yeah, we both like
we grew up in a musical place, I guess is the way to put it.
Yeah, Luca's dad was a big musician, and my parents were heavily into the arts, and you know, wanting us to be into the arts, and so it was kind of just like something that it was a natural kind of progression. Although, I mean, we were playing music. Like, I was learning drums in school, and I had already learned recorder in third grade.
Of course, a little hot cross bun.
Once I had mastered the recorder, I knew I could. I was ready for big things.
Any Battle of the Band stories?
Oh, yeah, dude, we had played so many. Dude, we played a Battle of the Bands.
What's original or a cover?
Oh, yeah. Like, drummer gets in on the questioning.
It was an original. Original.
Yeah, original.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
can you do cover bands in battle?
You can.
It's a cheap move.
It's a cheap move.
Actually, it's a cheap trick.
Are you closing time? Little semi sonic. Okay.
Look at you.
Thank you.
Look at you.
I haven't even had my first sip of beer. Here we go.
Here we go.
Okay. So you guys are playing in. You guys are playing in like legendary bands from just outside the New York greater area. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I have all the Chicken Fist 7-inches. Chicken Fist. Chicken Fist, come on.
I said Chicken Fist.
Did you?
I did. Chicken Fist is another band.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken Fist is... That's the original.
Oh, my God. So, when was the first band... What was the first band where you're like, oh, this might be something?
All of them.
You know what... But you know what, like, you're playing a few shows and you go, oh, it's not just us,
yeah,
you know,
we,
doing Zeppelin riffs.
Our last band in high school... What was, like, the name turned out to... What did it turn out to be, like... I forget. I mean, it wasn't anything.
Yeah, it was really like just a group of kids who liked playing
music.
Yeah,
by the time we graduated, it had gone through so many iterations and names and...
But it was always you two, right?
Yeah, there was... Like, yeah, we were always... When it was... We got, like, pretty good towards the end.
Yeah, pretty...
And Luca started, like... At some point, Luca picked up the guitar and became, like, absurd at it. While I was still playing drums back then. And, we was... I mean... He went to music school, so he obviously knew something was going on.
What school?
Berkeley.
Okay. Oh yeah, shout it out.
No way.
No way.
From the mountaintops.
We actually the three of us went to Berkeley. Yeah. We're here.
Oh.
Girlfriend, Gabe,
hi, Val.
And
hey, Val.
Say hi, Val.
Hi, Val.
Yeah, Val's also Val's Taishi.
Yeah,
do you guys
Val's
know
a great
Taishi?
Artist.
Yeah, actually
yeah,
do.
That's her.
She's Taishi.
Yo. You should come play the show.
I would love to.
Okay, great. We're we're located in the back of Roberta's. So
yeah.
Just,
oh really?
And then how did the three of you connect? When did you connect?
Who?
I think you're skipping the story. How did Yellerkin reform?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so we,
did you have the Chicken Fist 7-inch? And you're like, I gotta find these guys?
Just gotta look these guys up.
It was kind of like a Rodriguez story.
Touche. Touche.
Right, so,
waiting for schmaltz.
Waiting for schmaltz.
So we graduated high school.
Chicken Fist.
Yeah.
I went to Berkeley. Adrian went to Kenyon.
Yeah, I went to Kenyon College.
He ended
Ohio.
Up being the drummer for Walk the Moon.
Oh.
Yeah, cool. You guys know that band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you hook up with those guys?
I went to college with them. Were seniors my freshman year. And
oh, let's get the Frosh to play drums.
Yeah. And they were like, yeah, this guy just quit our band. Like, do you want to play? And I was like, yeah, totally. So I started playing with them, started writing with them, then like dropped out. School to go on tour with them, and then I was like, school is so much better.
Did you go back to school?
Yeah, so I quit the band, went back to school.
That might be the first time I've ever heard anyone drop out and then go back.
Oh, dude, school's fucking sick. I loved college. I mean, like,
yeah,
I had a great time. Yeah, and I'm like, I was pretty into my academics.
What'd you major in?
I designed my own major.
Ooh.
In liberation theology and German social theory.
I mean, but that's such a standard major now. I can't believe that you were the first one to do it. It's crazy.
I know.
Actually, before we get to how you guys reunited, let's get another song.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Okay, we'll get to the drummer, the addition of the drummer real soon.
It's the exclusive.
So, solo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Real nice. Oh, sound effects box.
Yes, the audience great. Loves it.
I mean, there's 1,000 of us in here. Actually, there was 1,000 of us. That was pretty tepid applause.
Here comes the pizzas. Not to be confused with the band.
Yeah.
Actual food.
All pizzas are on next week.
So, you're back in school.
No, post school.
Post school.
Post Berkeley.
Post Berkley.
Have you guys stayed? Did you guys stay in touch over the?
Yeah.
Would you guys be honest? I followed Adrian's SoundCloud link throughout college.
Okay.
Would you guys go and meet each other and hang out in college?
No.
Not really. I didn't hang out with like.
Is that a real thing that you did?
Yeah.
Because that's like a modern music love story.
The reason why it happened was just because I'd been following Adrian's music and was interested in what he was doing.
Yeah, I was doing some bullshit. Like I had been in the, you know, I was in Walk the Moon for a while, and then I was playing in this band, Poor Remy. They're like a folk screamy band. And so I just been like, whenever it's songs.
Wait, what are the sessions called though that you guys did at the end of college?
Oh, the thrill sessions?
The thrill sessions.
Yeah.
Poor Remy thrill sessions. You guys have to watch that.
Okay.
It's great.
All right.
But so I'd been like, I write a ton, and what didn't fit for Walk the Moon or Poor Remy or something, I would just throw up on the SoundCloud. And so Luca had been listening to those songs, and he made, like, towards the end of college, he, like, gave me a call and was like, hey, I've been listening to those songs. Do you want to do anything with them? And I was so embarrassed at first. I was like, holy shit.
Let's get weird.
Like, you listen to that shit? Like, I'm sorry. But so we just hooked up when we got back to, when I graduated, I got back to New York City, went up to visit him in Boston because he was finishing up Berkeley. And we made the first EP in Luca's bedroom.
Did you eat Anna's Taqueria for fuel?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we did, but it's a great spot.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, but
yeah,
we could have.
We could have. Okay.
So what year is this?
El Pelon, in case you're interested.
Oh, my God, El Pelon.
Yeah.
Shout out to El Pelon. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right in your Fenway. So good. Is it still there?
I hope so.
It burned down.
I know, because
it burned down.
From like the Phoenix.
Actually, no.
I'm pretty sure El Pelon stands for Phoenix.
3 years, 4 years ago.
They have awesome t-shirts too, the skull t-shirts and everything.
Yeah, they're cool.
It's cool. I love
Phoenix. Is not to be confused with Phoenix.
Yeah.
Another great band.
Yeah.
Quesadillas.
So what year is this?
That was like last year.
Okay, last year. So then
2012.
Oh yeah, I guess 2 years ago.
Okay. So then what preempted the, and then you guys came back to New York. And where did the band name come from?
Like throughout college I'd been like, you know, it's like writing a lot, like studying a lot of this like real high intellectual shit, and I just started playing with words and just like,
you have a BA in high intellectual shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you minored in?
It's actually an elective I took every year.
Every day in my goddamn life. Fucking day.
But, so that's, you know, I was just, like, playing with words a lot. I came up with this, I didn't come up with it, but I found this word I got really attached to during college called, Splunknitzein. More pizza. Can I make that, like, the call for more pizza? Splunknitzein?
Yeah.
Great. So, Splunknitzein is this, like, weird German-Greek word that's used, in like, once in the Book of Luke in, like, one weird translation. And I just got really attached to the word, and like, it means a kind of like visceral, like physically painful kind of empathy.
Okay.
And so that was just an example of like the words I was playing with and stuff. And Yellerkin came out of that same kind of just
a same sesh.
Yeah, just like I, you know, throwing around ideas that I was attached to or really connected to. Responded to, and yelling and your kin were like really two really like huge ideas that I thought should be together.
Wait, was Yellerkin's taken already?
No.
Okay.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Straight
not
from
yet.
The plural noun.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So then, how did the three of you hook up?
So yeah. So then, I mean, me and Luke had always known each other. We hooked up, and then.
Are your moms happy that you're still hanging out?
Oh yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, we were actually at his mom's house last night in Katona, where we grew up.
Nice.
And it was nice to see our old elementary.
Did you guys grill?
School.
What did you guys do? Did you guys cook?
Last night?
Yeah. No. Got some pizzas?
We didn't actually have dinner last night.
We had those Cluckin' Russians.
That's true. We had a sandwich called a Cluckin' Russian.
I'm sorry. Please to explain. Cluckin' Russian?
Yeah, it's like a famous sandwich from the town
place
we come from.
Cameron's Deli in South Salem.
Okay.
And their most famous sandwich is the Cluckin' Russian.
I'm assuming it's like chicken cutlet and Russian dressing.
Yeah. With Munster cheese and bacon on a wedge or a roll.
Yeah,
on a wedge.
I prefer it with no bacon, extra Russian.
What's a wedge?
It's like a
roll. It's just like a big roll.
What do you call them?
Hoagie rolls?
Hoagie roll.
Okay, that's Philly stuff. Okay.
But yeah.
All right, so your moms are pumped. That sounds like a pretty good sandwich.
Yeah, so we went to back home. We ate some fucking Russians, saw some people from high school.
Nice. So, and then the three of you, so you guys are hanging out, you got the band name, you got the demo, you got the EP.
Yeah. This is the second kind of lineup that Yelikin has gone through. Our first was with four people, and with two other dudes, and we, at some point, because we were invited to go down to South by Southwest, and we couldn't bring everyone.
Oh.
So we were like, let's downsize. And Taishi was already playing in Texas. So I was just like, you know what? Why don't I just steal her entire band? And it'll make things a lot easier. And so that's what I did.
So you kicked two people out?
Yeah. No, we not like kicked them out. We were just like, hey, so I can't pay for you to fly down here with me. And they were like, yeah, we understand.
Oh.
So...
Yeah, because Gabe plays drums for Val as well. And the other two guys... And then when we got back, it was just like, we just kept going with this lineup.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Man. how those other two guys feel?
Well, they're both doing other projects. It was kind of just like... For the first lineup, we played like, you know, like three shows, and it was right. Just like, yo, shit, guys.
I think first year of 5 years being a band in New York, there are no hard feelings. Like, it's just
or the hardest feelings.
Or the hardest feelings. But it's a game of, like, musical chairs.
Yeah, and there's so many projects happening, and there are, like, so many people are doing so many things, it's like, you can't stay angry.
No.
Like, there's too much art going on.
No. So what did you guys do down South by? You guys get some tacos?
Dude, I ate tacos every fucking day.
Where'd you go?
There's still a little bit of taco, I think, that's sitting in me somewhere.
1% of my blood is consistently queso.
Nice.
Should we get another song?
No, wait, hold on. Where did you eat barbecue?
What's the place called?
We didn't really, like... If we had more time, we would have, like, searched out and gone to, like, Salt Lick or something like that and just gone, like, more into East.
I mean, that's the problem with South By, is that there's not a lot of great food downtown.
Yeah.
I mean, there's food, but it's not what you want.
Yeah. What's
that breakfast spot, though?
Trudy's?
No, we didn't even make it to
Trudy's. We just like ate food. It was food trucks. It was food like truck.
Okay.
You eat food
trucks. Oh, so down in like 6th in Colorado, like that area.
Yeah,
it was some food truck on Red River in like 8th or 7th or something like that. And it was I didn't think.
Oh,
didn't
the sandwich place, good. Like the grilled cheese place.
Fuck, like what is that place called?
I know. I'm trying to think of the name.
I thought it was bad.
Damn it.
Well, I was starving.
I'm also kind of a food snob.
Yeah, it was also like, we were just like...
Pizza's great.
Like, South by is crazy because you're just like running around all day and then like you have to eat at some point.
Yeah. It's usually just like some...
Yeah, you're just like running around, you're sweating, and you're just like, fade me. And then you keep doing things.
Why don't we get another song? All right, let's do this.
All right.
Throw that pizza wherever it may land.
Let him finish. All right. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Just the crumpled. All right. Cool. How's this pizza?
Oh, it's so good.
It's okay on your food snobbery level.
Yeah,
best. So you're gonna play, Gabe? We're gonna play a new one. Sounds better. Thank you.
you little children gather round, it's never gonna be easy for me to say. Fly like birds in the sky, you may start to wonder just where love could be. You may go looking in the stream, trees, rocks that you find while you go searching all outside.
What's the name of the new one?
Thank you.
What's the name of it?
That song's called Kinside Lands.
So what's the writing process?
It fluctuates. Like, sometimes, like, for the first EP, like, I had those songs kind of half-written, and Luca kind of came in and made them real songs. And that's basically still how the process goes most of the time. I mean, we've been writing more and more as we just, you know, hang out more and spend more time with each other. But a lot of the time, Luke is like very good, like structuralist. Like, he'll take my bullshit, which is just like, you know,
which you minored in,
just like free form, you know, masturbation, and he takes it and makes it a child. You know, and he takes it into his womb and like heats it up and bakes it and makes it real.
I produce the tracks.
Yeah, that is. That's super grown and sexy.
Yeah. So what is
what's coming up?
Yeah. What's summer look like?
Summer. Official start of summer tomorrow, right?
We just got these robots that dance on stage with us.
Awesome. Great. Beck lent them to you.
We're playing We're playing the Northside Fest.
Oh yeah! Shout out to Northside. Shout out to Elle Magazine, Daniel. Oh, shout out to Daniel. You know, he just became a dad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Daniel.
From
Daniel. Daddy.
Daddy Daniel.
Daddy Daniel.
Big bad daddy Danny.
Oh my god. He's rapping, right? Big dad daddy Danny.
Yeah.
So you guys are playing Northside. Where are you playing?
We're playing the Broken Bowl.
Love that place.
For the Wild Honey Pie.
Best hospitality treatment of bands of all time.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're going to order? You guys going to get the fried chicken,
chicken wings, ribs?
Chicken.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's unreal.
Do you eat before or do you eat after you play?
After.
Yeah.
I don't like eating or playing on full stomach.
Sorry for the pizza.
Oh, no, I haven't eaten it yet.
All right, we'll save some slices. So you're playing Brooklyn Bowl.
So, yeah, we're starting playing Brooklyn Bowl. And then, we're going out to play this thing called Welcome Campers, also for the Wild Honey Pie. And that's, like, the best thing that ever happened.
What is it?
To, like, anyone. So it's, like...
To anyone, dudes.
You don't know. So you go for a weekend to this summer... To this, like, empty summer camp in Lee, Massachusetts. And... The Wild Honey Pie brings, like, there's six bands and, like, 150 people. And that's it. And you just play concerts and do camp activities.
Ooh.
And it's sponsored by Newcastle and, like, cupcakes by Melissa and shit. Like,
oh, my God.
Squarespace.
Oh, and Squarespace, yeah.
Shout out Squarespace. Yeah, make your websites easy.
So we're going to do that for a weekend.
That's awesome. Are tickets still available?
You can't buy tickets.
You just have to RSVP,
and then they choose the list.
Who are the other bands that are playing?
A lot of good broken bands, actually. So Glows.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They got a new album coming out.
They do?
I think so. They're about to hit the road for the summer.
They're about to hit the road, yeah. I'm friends with, you know, Zach,
those guys are awesome.
The drummer, Sack, Staggers. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy.
Sack.
But anyway, So Glows, Freelance Whales, Skaters... us and Venice.
Good, great, fine, okay.
Oh yeah, good, great, good, fine, okay.
Okay.
Good.
Who as opposed to good, good, bad, not good?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
No, it's good, good, not bad.
Good, good, not bad.
So there's two bands that
there's
are like.
Uh
oh, is good the new? Is good the new?
Pronouns.
So wait, when is that?
That's like June 7th or June 9th. It's like a weekend in June.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
Coming up. Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, I've been like counting down the days till we do that.
Are you guys single? Are you guys gonna try and like make out with girls after the bonfire?
Well, obviously this dude's girlfriend is here.
Well, obviously not.
Not all of them.
Are any of you guys gonna like? No,
dude, I'll hopefully make out with some,
okay, after
some
the big,
lucky ladies.
Adrian's after the big
out.
Dance.
Adrian's gonna make out.
Yeah, he's a single one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both like tied down.
Oh, so you're the story. You're the.
Down.
Oh. Is it
Val hot? Is an angel.
Oh my god.
Alright, so let's before we get one more song in, let's get
wait, summer, are you guys putting anything out?
Summer plan.
Summer plan? Are you guys gonna grill? You guys gonna cook
one,
out?
One summer goal and we can check back in at the end of summer.
One summer goal. Oh shit.
Make out after they win Color Wars.
The Color Wars. If I don't play some type of like capture
Dodgeball,
the flag.
Capture the flag. Hey, bring it, you got your trunks?
So
you going
upset.
Swimming?
Oh yeah, there's like a lake there.
Oh my god.
It's like a whole deal.
Where the hell is Lee, Massachusetts?
They'll never tell you. You have to RSVP to find out. It's not on any map.
It's not on the map.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they give you a longitude, but your friend gets a latitude, and then you guys have to join.
It's like a rave. All right, summer goals. Learn Spanish?
We've been working on this new EP for a while, so we're going to finish that and then start a release strategy, I guess.
I want to get... I in college I played a lot of Magic the Gathering, and it was like a really great alternative to watching TV because you watch TV so much and it's awful and it's like it rots your soul. And I stopped playing because I guess my friends had all the good cards, and I want to get back into playing it so I don't watch so much TV.
All right,
I like it.
I like
phrasing it as more of a proactive thing. Like I'm gonna play more Magic. Then, like, I'm not going to watch as much TV.
Oh, no, I like it.
I like it.
Yeah.
The activity of it, like, will, you know. All
right, so, and where can people find you? Instagram,
Facebook,
website,
Instagram,
SoundCloud?
Yeah. SoundCloud. How's your Instagram game?
Our Instagram game is getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not like the greatest social media like men.
What do we talk? Is it mostly like stuff in your life, or is it you guys playing? What do we got?
No, we haven't really posted a lot of pictures of us playing. It's mostly just like I took a picture of a really, really pink bush yesterday.
You're single, right?
That was our Instagram.
Is it one tag across the one handle across all social media?
Who's pink bush?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the pinkest, dude.
Oh my.
Yeah. So it's just like at Yellowkin, I guess, is the tag for most things.
Cool.
And we tweet about our opinions sometimes. But you don't care about those.
I care about opinions. To be honest, I haven't been on Twitter in a long time.
Is that what's happening now?
Honestly,
I don't know. I'm just on Instagram.
Dude, just like everyone's like so like they're like, oh, you gotta have a Twitter. You gotta like be doing this. You gotta have an Instagram. Be like posting. But, like, I don't know. I got
nothing to say.
I feel like it's just hype. I feel like it's like it's not worth the hype.
All right, with that, let's get
not worth the hype. Yeah, I'll be in New Orleans next week. If anyone's around, hit me up.
Sweet.
Okay. And then in 2 weeks we will be emceeing the Saturday of the Big Apple Barbecue. So come say hi, come find us.
Nice. Yeah. Did you know brisket was invented in 1874?
What?
And did you know that John Ribs IV will be there showing off the original recipe?
What? None of these are true. We're just trying to come up with like fun MC facts.
And Susan Brine will be there showing off original recipe as well.
This show has gone off the rails.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week.
Thank you for having us.
All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, shout out to Mood Magazine for hanging out.
How do you play this?
Start playing. Yeah, just go ahead.
Hold on.
Yeah.
All right. This one may be a little rough. There's some days when I'm afraid the life in my head won't pay too much. After the drugs and the drunken, I love you.
name is Peter.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
Listeners, we want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Alweli, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.